Julian Ford is a doctor, professor of psychiatry, UConn School of Medicine, and specializes in post-traumatic stress, the psychotherapy of same, teaching his focus on assessment, emotion regulation, ethnocultural factors, and he joins us for a few minutes this morning. Doctor, good morning. It's great to have you on. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Ray.
All right. Angela asked a really good question earlier this morning. Angela's doing news with me this morning, as she does every morning. And the question is, you know, we've talked about the kids a lot. And what do you tell your kids, whether they were involved or not? I guess the key issue in the hierarchy of needs, so to speak, is, in fact, I would guess probably, first of all, the feeling of safety. Would that be number one?
Absolutely. That is number one, always.
But for the adults, and I'm thinking about this as a parent, their effects, obviously, I don't know what to say to those parents who lost their kids. But I think a lot of parents, just by proxy and by witnessing this event, are probably worried a little bit about their kids. What do you do?
Absolutely. Well, all of us have care and concern about kids. We may be parents. We may be grandparents. We know kids. What we do, number one, is we check back in very carefully with ourselves and take this as an opportunity, as tragic as it is, to do some very careful reflection. How are we dealing with the relationships and making them the best possible relationships that we can with our own children and our own families? It shouldn't take a tragedy like this, but when it does, then the best thing that we can possibly do to support those families who are now going through the shock and the grief is to turn back to our families and really consider, how are we making sure that they're not only safe and that we're not only safe, but that we have that emotional bond that would enable us to get through something like this, even though for the families who have been tragically exposed to the loss, it will take months.
You know, there's the cognitive aspect of it. I suppose also, you know, you have to think, maybe this is it's hard to believe, but maybe this was isolated. Maybe, you know, the odds, what are the odds? But the other thing is, I suppose, is there something to be said of the behavioral aspect of it where essentially you try your best to act normal?
Well, I don't think anyone should try to act normal.
Okay.
I think that's it's a good thought, but in this case, none of us are feeling normal. And what we have to do is really act what we're feeling and be congruent with what we're feeling. But the really crucial thing here is that kids take their cue from adults. And when they see that we are experiencing emotion, for example, as the president of our country showed us so spontaneously yesterday in his speech, that was not disturbing. That was inspiring because it was emotion, but it was also a determination to make sure that this terrible experience is transformed into something that actually can have meaning. And if we do that in our own lives, in our own small ways, that's what our kids take the cue from. They see that we're affected, but we also are able to turn this around and redouble our efforts to make this a better world, a better family, a better school, a better community.
Okay. Is there anything to be said? I mean, I was just talking to John Larson a minute ago. You know, the people I'm worried about, too, and you think these are very hardened, you know, why these people have seen this a million times, although most of them say they haven't. And that's the folks who had to go in there, the police officers. Oh, my God. I can't imagine what's going through their minds.
The first responders go through things that none of us can imagine. And they are incredibly well-trained. They're incredibly talented and effective. But it affects them. No one is immune. And they know it. That's the good thing. They know that right now they're just focused entirely on those families, on dealing with the crime scene, if that's their role, and that's all they need to do right at this moment. But they also know that as soon as they are able to step back, even a half a step, they need to do the reflection, they need to be with their families, they need to be able to process this experience on an emotional level as well as on a cognitive level. And there are some wonderful ways that we can help them to do that. They know that, and there are many, many professionals ready in the wings, not rushing in because we do not want to overwhelm this community at this point, but we're waiting in the wings, ready to help those who are affected. The first responders are amongst the most important.
You know, and from reporters on the scene, and as you know, I mean, I'm sure you've done work with people, particularly in law enforcement and perhaps EMTs and so on and so forth, where you do see the most horrible things.
Absolutely.
But they were telling, you know, the reporters were telling me, these are people who cover these folks for a living. You know, this is what they do.
Yep.
And they were telling me that they've never seen them shaken as they were by the scenes inside that school.
Well, there is nothing worse than seeing such graphic horror and happening to the most vulnerable innocent. That is beyond description. It is something that takes an enormous amount of strength to be able to go through and then to be able to sort out afterwards. But again, it's possible. It can be done. And reporters, as well as first responders, they are really first responders, as you well know. And all of us need to be aware that it's going to have shockwave effects over time. It doesn't mean that we're going to have to be in therapy. It doesn't mean that we're going to have a disorder, but it does mean that we're going to have to do some very careful reflection on how to make sense of this horrible tragedy.
Dr. Ford, I would say just that we have about 45 seconds here, but the worst thing you could do, I would imagine, is just, you know, ignore it. Just throw it away. Right?
Don't try to shut it out. Pay attention to what you're going through, what your feelings are, your children's feelings, but always come back to the thought that we're going to take this and we're going to turn it around in honor of and in with compassion for the families and the children who have been harmed. Mm.
I mean, I imagine you even as a professional are probably touched by this, I would guess.
Oh, deeply. I'm a parent and a grandparent. And I'm thinking of my family, but I'm thinking of those families, especially right now.
All right. Dr. Julian Ford, thank you very much for your time. And we'll talk again, I'm sure, as things go on. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
It's 8:30.